Right now in the state capitol building, legislators are arguing over two spending bills, while almost 40 miles to the west, PJ Ford Slack is hammering out a final report to the local school board. Ford Slack is the outgoing superintendent for Hoonah City Schools, a remote district on Chichagof Island that expects to serve 106 kids next year. She calls Hoonah the canary in the coal mine for rural Alaska schools, a metaphor that references an old warning system for miners.
They used to send the canaries down to see if there was gas, and if the canary died, then that wasn't a safe place for someone to go.
Thanks to the state's tightening budget, this district has lost three teachers in 3 years. Last year, they laid off the music teacher.
That's a 50-year-old music program, and Southeast is really big on music, and this was a really strong program. We lost a teacher before that. We lost a special ed teacher this year.
Hoonah and other public schools face three budget possibilities for next year: flat funding in the House budget, a 5% cut in the Senate budget, or something between those two. So first, I asked Ford Slack, what would flat funding under the House bill look like for Hoonah?
Well, it isn't really flat funding. I mean, I realize that I would probably vote for that rather than the Senate bill.
She says flat funding is more like a 1-2% cut because costs always go up. She says the district whittled its budget down from $800,000 in the red to a deficit of about $197,000. Then she says they made cuts.
So we cut custodial positions, we've cut a teacher's position, we've reduced our paras to 6 hours.
Paraeducators work with special needs students, more than a third of the student body. They eventually had to use transportation funding from a savings account to fill the deficit. Ford Slack doesn't think the state will give them that money again. The district also didn't buy all of the curriculum materials it needs. They're shifting their 34 high school students into more online courses. They cut a community breakfast program, they can't feed students over the summer anymore, and they're only offering summer school to special education students because it's federally required. Hoonah will also ask Principal Ralph Watkins to do his job and Ford Slack's job at the same time. Ralph Watkins is frustrated but says he is up to the challenge.
We're combining more grade levels together than we probably would have in previous years. A lot more online courses, doing some hybrid courses, working with other districts in Southeast Alaska to share resources.
It's not surprising that he is rooting against the Senate bill.
A 5% cut to Hoonah is devastating. You know, it's about $117,000 to $120,000. You know, we only have a $3 million budget, and 80% of that is payroll, staff. And so $117,000 for us is a teacher, and we can't afford that.
Ford Slack is worried rural schools will suffer if this funding trend continues.
If you lose a Hoonah, if you lose a Yakutat, if you lose a Cake or a Klowak or a Craig, and I'm not saying we're losing them, but I'm saying if the subtleties become so much that the cuts are so deep, then all of a sudden, somebody's going to go, well, what happened to that school district?
But Ford Slack and Watkins don't think this is the beginning of the end. They say it's a new normal and Hoonah will have to adapt, something Ford Slack points out that the people here have done throughout their history. In Hoonah, I'm Quentin Chandler.